Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 69. I'm Sarah Kornack, and today we're going to be talking about business mileage, why you should track your business mileage, and how you should track your business mileage. So let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Many small business owners may be missing out on a little bit more money in their pocket come tax time because they are not tracking their business miles. Every time you use your personal vehicle for a business purpose, those miles can add up to a deduction on your tax return. And of course, we all know tax deductions equal money saved. You may not realize that when you're using your personal car to drive anywhere that's for a business purpose, that counts as business miles. So what are some examples of business mileage or business miles that you could be driving in your car? Maybe you're driving to the store to pick up supplies for a blog project. Are you heading to the post office to mail something? Are you at the office supply store picking up printer ink or photocopying some flyers? Are you driving to an out-of-state craft fair where you're selling your handmade goods? Are you driving to a business planning meeting or maybe to a conference? All of those miles that you are driving in your personal car and you're driving them for a business purpose, you would not be making that trip in your car. You would not be driving there if it wasn't for your business. Those are business miles that you should be keeping track of because they can result in tax deductions. So the IRS understands that when you drive your personal vehicle, it's costing you money in wear and tear and gasoline every time you drive a mile. Every mile costs you money. And if it's for your business, then that really should be a business expense. It's not an expense that you personally should have to incur. It should be a business expense that you can subtract from business revenue and reduce your tax liability. So the IRS has actually made it pretty easy for small business owners. Each year, they set a standard mileage rate. Now, this changes from year to year. So in 2014, it was 56 cents per mile. And in 2015, the rate is 57.5 cents. So what the IRS allows you to do is say, okay, these are business miles that I drove in my personal car, and you can multiply that by the standard mileage rate to get the amount of expense deduction that you can take on your taxes. Pretty simple. So in 2014, if you drove 100 business miles in your personal car, you would take that 100 miles that you drove times 0.56, the 56 cents, to get the $56. And that is your business miles expense that you can include on your tax return. The standard mileage rate is designed to cover wear and tear on your car, the cost of that, and the cost of gasoline, which is one reason why the rate changes every year as gasoline prices fluctuate and just other prices fluctuate. But of course, since this is the IRS, they want you to keep careful business records. They really want your records to be timely. They want you to be recording business miles as they occur with a log. That is their preferred method that you keep track of any business miles that you drive in your personal car. So what should your log include? It should include the date. It should include a calculation of the miles you drove with the beginning and ending odometer readings. It should include your destination name and location. So for instance, the post office that's in XYZ town. It should include the business purpose of your trip, such as mailing a package. And you should also keep track of other little expenses you might incur, such as parking, tolls, meters. Now that may not sound too easy, but have no fear, we have created a free printable for you. So if you head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/69, you'll find the show notes and you can get your free business mile tracker printable for you to keep in your car and record any business miles that you drive. So what about all those other little expenses that I mentioned? The IRS actually does understand that sometimes a receipt is not available. I think a good example of this is probably a meter. Sometimes you might be at a business meeting. I know I have been, and I've paid for a meter with change in my pocket, but this was a business meeting. That dollar or $2 that I fed the meter should really be a business expense. And if you have your handy log, you can just write down on your log next to your mileage that you spent $2 on the meter. So the IRS does understand that sometimes there just isn't a receipt, and they have made an exception. You can still deduct those expenses on your taxes as a business expense when the transaction is less than $75 and you didn't have the opportunity to get a receipt. So tolls and meters and parking are all things that you'll want to include on your mileage log so that you can still deduct them at the end of the year. Those were business expenses. And because you're using your log and tracking your business miles, that's the proof the IRS is looking for, that they're legitimate. All of this is outlined in IRS Publication 463, which can be found at irs.gov. So what if you didn't track all of your business miles last year on a log? Are you out of luck? Can you not take that deduction on your tax return? Now, this is not from the IRS website, as a caveat, but the main concern of the IRS is that you can actually prove your expenses. They want support of business miles driven. So, in years when I have failed to track miles in a log, I went back through my business bank statement and my business credit card and looked at all the places where I had a transaction. Now, this only really works if you're keeping your business money separate from your personal money. If it's all intermixed, you have no idea if the credit card that you swiped at the post office was for personal use or for the business. But if you've kept your business money separate from your personal, which is always recommended, then you can look at your business bank statement or your business credit card, and you know that every transaction you see on there was for a business purpose. So you run through the months, add up all the times you were at the post office and used your business credit card, and the miles that you drove to get from your house to the post office and back, that's your business mileage. So maybe you've got something similar with running to the craft supply store. And if you used your business credit card, you know you drove business miles to get there. And you can add all of those up, use the standard deduction, and still be able to count that as an expense on your tax return. Most of you are probably sole proprietorships, which means you'll be filing a Schedule C with your 1040 this year come tax time. If that's the case, once you've calculated your mileage expense and you've added up all of those other little driving expenses like tolls and parking and meters, all of that is just going to go easily on line 9 of Schedule C. So maybe you drove 100 miles in 2014 that were business miles. That's $56 right there. And let's say you had another $30 of parking and tolls. You've got $86 right there on your tax return. The amount that you'll be able to keep in your pocket by reporting that expense to the IRS varies depending upon your tax rate. It is so easy to overlook business miles. You're just in your car all the time, driving here and there and everywhere, and you may not even be thinking about all the different trips in your car that are actually for your business. And so even if the business mileage deduction that you can take is not going to add up to huge amounts of money, it's still a legitimate business expense that you should take advantage of. There's no reason to pay extra taxes just for the fun of it. I don't know about you, but any dollar saved when it comes to Uncle Sam and taxes is appreciated. So this is an easy way, a legitimate way that you may have overlooked that you could save yourself a little bit of money come tax time. And like I said, we've got the free printable log for you. Just keep it in your glove box of your car. And every time you jump in to go to the store or drive to your craft fair? Use your log to keep track of those business miles. They will add up. Head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/69 and you can snag that free printable to use. As always, now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.